One thing about these dark nights that make you know for sure, we just have a couple days until Christmas. And despite the electronics, clothes, and jewelry filling every store window and billboard, honestly, I think there's one gift that never fails because it's about family and friends and the experience of being together. And that's food. Now, one of Amy Traverso's jobs is to find the best locally made food that would make for great gift giving. She's senior lifestyle editor at Yankee Magazine, and she joins us to talk about the magazine's Editor's Choice Food Awards. Amy Traverso, great to see you again.
Great to be here. Thanks.
Okay, so you have a magnificent spread right here in the studio before us. Describe one or a couple of the things that we have.
Okay, here. So these are all products that we found over the year that we just fell in love with and wanted to bring our readers' attention to, especially at this time of holiday entertaining and gift giving. Mm-hmm. And these products work both ways. You could serve them at a party or you could give them as gifts. So let's start savory and then we'll go sweet. So I want to give you a cheese. This is such a fantastic cheese. This is from Cato Corner Farm, which is in Colchester, Connecticut.
In Connecticut,
and it's called Hooligan, and it's got that sassy name because it's a pungent washed rind cheese. It's made by a mother-son team, Liz McAllister and Mark Gilman. They raise these cows on their farm, and they use that milk. So this is a farmstead cheese made only with their own milk.
I'm going to take a quick bite here.
And it's a little bit Munster-like. It has that little like crystallized rind from the briny wash. Really great, actually, melted in a sandwich. It has like a mushroomy flavor that's so nice.
I'm just thinking winter warmer with this.
Totally. Great winter cheese.
Now, you said Connecticut.
You really think of a lot of cheeses being made in Connecticut, but actually there's a growing number. And one reason we started these food awards is because there's so many more artisan foods being made in New England, and they're popping up all over, and we can barely keep up. Okay, so now we celebrated this year the opening of the Boston Public Market, which was such a boon for the city. I love it. I go there like every week. And this is smoked salmon from the Boston Smoked Fish Company. Mm-hmm. This blew my mind. I tasted this first at the Soa Market months and months ago in the South End, and I just thought it was some of the best smoked salmon I've ever had.
Here's it has an absolutely fabulous, the smoked aroma.
Well, Matt Bauman, who's the owner of the company, he really experimented with a lot of different types of wood before he sort of settled, and brines also. I mean, multiple experiments before he kind of came up with his formula. And I think this is
so good
and so moist. And you can buy this at the market, and they even make it into fun stuff like sliders and Christmas morning, you know, a nice spread with this, or put this in an omelet. I mean, I almost wouldn't want to cook with it because it's so perfect.
You just want to eat it. Mm-hmm. It's it still has that beautiful salmon-y moistness
to it. Yeah, it's so rich. It's so velvety. Mm-hmm. This is just a gorgeous piece of fish. I mean, it's so good, and it's so great that this is being made right in Boston with, you know, fish that they're getting from kind of around the Northeast waters, and Here's another savory, and this would be great with the cheese. These are crackers from a small company in Newburyport called Onesto Foods.
Okay.
It's Jane Chacon is the baker. She started making these, kind of experimenting. You can hear how crispy. Yeah, let's do that again, a little crunch. And they're so delicious, and I tasted these. I bought these at Fromage Kitchen. I tasted them. I love them. And then I saw on the back in very small print, these are gluten-free crackers. Mm. And I think it's actually really smart of Jane to not market them primarily as gluten-free, because I think a lot of people would just kind of pass them.
Right.
Frankly, there's a lot of bad gluten-free stuff out there. These are so delicious. And yes, they happen to be gluten-free, but they're really for everybody. And the texture is really nice and crunchy. Great with cheeses.
Yeah, absolutely. And they have a sort of weight to them that, like, actually you can carry a lot of things on the cracker.
Yeah, they're not going to crumble. They're almost like flatbreadish.
Yeah, exactly. And I know that might seem like kind of an odd thing to point out, but when you're at all these holiday parties and people are putting out spreads,
right,
like these are actually
these
are important details.
No, because you don't want to leave half the cracker in the dip. Okay, well, let's actually, now that we're moving into sweeter things, let's have a little pause, and sometimes you clear our palates.
Okay.
Okay, I've got a cocktail because it's 5 o'clock somewhere. So I made this cocktail. This is called a Jack Rose. It's equal parts lemon juice, apple, brandy, Calvados, and this grenadine. Now, this is Powell and Mahoney's grenadine. They're from Salem, Massachusetts. They make just a much higher quality grenadine. Yeah. It's just a pure, cleaner, more fruity flavor. They're $5.99 a bottle. I see them at my local supermarket. We wanted to have a real mix of price points. Yeah. It's not all, you know, $30 a pound cheeses. So this is a really accessible product, but it'll just bump up your cocktail making. And this Jack Rose cocktail, so simple. Lemon, Calvados, and grenadine.
Okay.
So it's equal parts. I'm going to shake it up. And I'm not a bartender, but I think if you can shake. Okay. And then we're going to drink them in our pretty little glasses here. Look how it sort of has a pink color from the grenadine.
It does.
And it's light because it's just Calvados. There's
cheers.
No other. Cheers. Happy holidays. There's no other alcohol in it, so it's not going to get you really loopy.
Oh, that's delicious.
Isn't that so good?
It's refreshing.
Yeah.
You know, and like you said, it's not, doesn't have a ton of alcohol in it,
no.
So it won't weigh you down
right.
Really in the evening.
Exactly. Your guests won't get
and that,
messy.
No, the grenadine is really delicious in here.
It adds a lot. So this is something you could also make as a punch and just put an ice ring in mm-hmm. it. You know, make a big bowl of it and put an ice ring in. Wow. I really recommend this as a great holiday
yeah.
cocktail.
I have this thing for cocktails that have a little citrus flavor.
Yeah,
in it, a
I love
bit.
It.
And
yes.
This is delicious.
This really does it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So just sticking to the liquids category, this is the last liquid. So this is a really special product. It's a traditional New England product that a lot of people don't know about. It's called cider syrup, and this is essentially like maple syrup but made with cider. So you take fresh cider and you boil it down. This is made by Carr's, which is an orchard and cider maker. They make amazing hard cider. They make cider vinegar. They make all these great products with their own apples out in Hadley, Massachusetts. You know, in terms of what you can use it in, I use this. I pour it over yogurt and granola. I would pour it over pancakes or oatmeal in the morning. So anything, really, you can use it in sauces to add a little acidity, almost like
yeah.
you squeeze a lemon into a sauce. You could use this instead. You can even use it in cocktails. It's so very, very good.
I love the idea of it with yogurt.
And this really, this is a tradition. Boiled cider goes back, you know, hundreds of years in New England. So.
I was going to say, you can't get more New England.
Yeah, it's really New England-y. So now we'll sort of have a little dessert. We'll start with these wonderful shortbread cookies from Lark Fine Foods.
Okay.
They are based in Essex, Massachusetts. And they do kind of cookies, what they call cookies for grown-ups. So you have a rosemary shortbread.
Rosemary
there,
shortbread.
There. And then
okay.
This is a wonderful burnt sugar fennel shortbread.
Huh. Okay, so I'm going to try the rosemary shortbread.
Okay. Here. And this is Bob and Brooke Carroll, who recently purchased the company. There is a holiday assortment that they make. Comes in a gorgeous box. Again, a really, really pretty holiday gift, and it's $8. It's
yeah.
a very affordable gift to give to somebody.
I love the use of rosemary, because it's actually, rosemary is one of my favorite herbs because it's so versatile,
mm-hmm.
right? But I never thought to actually put it in a cookie.
Yeah, yeah, it really, really works. It just adds a little bit of that sort of like savory edge to it,
yeah.
but it's still very much a sweet shortbread cookie. And the burnt fennel, I really love. It has sort of bits of caramelized sugar. Last thing are these bonbons and truffles from Chocolate Springs in Lenox, Massachusetts. I have a raspberry truffle, a salted caramel truffle. This is a champagne. And this one is an espresso chocolate bonbon. Do you have a...
I have to choose just one.
No, I want you to... I actually want you to taste them all. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to cut them in half.
Yeah.
So I want you to first have a little taste. You can have okay. a little taste of raspberry. Now, what I love about these, there are a lot of great chocolatiers in New England. These have a particular clarity to their flavor.
Mm-hmm.
So it's Joshua Needleman is the chocolatier. If you're out in Lenox, Massachusetts, it's a great place to stop because you can also stop and have ice cream. You can have a hot chocolate and a pastry. It's
but you've got to go to Lenox to get these?
You do have to go to okay. Lenox. Their distribution is not as wide. But if you do find yourself out, and they do mail order too.
Okay.
So New England has given us a bounty of wonderful things to eat this year.
Absolutely.
So good. I know. It's so good. And I just want to finish my cocktail and eat chocolate at this point.
That would be a perfect end to this segment. But I did want to ask you a couple of things. One of them is the reason why I always love the idea of giving food, or local food, of course, as a gift is, A, it's high quality. It's local. It's also not stuff, right?
Yeah.
It's not the kind of gift that you might appreciate, you know, the week of the holidays, and then it
collects, ends up at Goodwill. Yeah.
Yeah, or collects dust on your shelf.
Yeah. It enhances the feeling of celebration. It enhances that holiday festive feeling. And it isn't something that's going to clog up your house.
Exactly. And it says it's getting easier and easier every year to get these things. Because as you're saying, like
yes.
the Boston Public Market, it's just
yes.
right, like anybody can get there.
Yeah, yeah.
Or mail order for the chocolates from Lenox. Are you seeing like any trends emerging in terms of local food producers and what we're seeing coming out of New England?
Yeah, well, one thing that I think is very interesting, and we have a story about this coming out actually in the March issue of Yankee. The artisan cheese movement really, a lot of it happened in California, but Vermont is a real center of gravity.
Right.
And the reason that happened is because when the price of commodity milk became unstable and generations-old dairy farms were struggling to stay alive, they figured out that value-added products would keep the farm going. So they started making cheeses, which they can get more money for the, essentially more money for the milk. That is interestingly happening now with the maple industry. The maple industry is under threat. Now, we don't happen to have any maple products here, but we did last year feature a product, a company called Tonewood. And so the maple producers are figuring out that if they make, you know, maple, special maple sugar or maple blocks or sort of single origin maple syrup, they can support their farm better because there's a lot of threats from, you know, climate change, from the sort of mega maple producers up in Quebec. It's getting harder to be a maple farmer in Vermont. Yeah.
Well, the other thing that I love about the variety that you've brought here is, you know, it wasn't all that long ago that we'd think, okay, foods like this were for the foodies in your life.
Right.
You know, the $75 present that you
right.
gave to them. But there's all sorts of price points.
Yeah.
Here.
Yeah. And we try to be really mindful of that when we choose. I mean, cheeses tend to be more expensive when you're talking about artisan cheeses because it's a lot of labor and it takes a lot of milk to make them. But you don't have to buy a lot of
it. I was going to say a little goes a long way.
A little goes a long way. And you can mix in, I mean, Cabot has a line of kind of artisan style cheddars that they sell in supermarkets that are fantastic. So you mix in one of those with one of these cheeses, which is a little more expensive, and you've got a lovely little gift for somebody. So it's very accessible, and everyone appreciates good food. I mean, everyone who tastes something delicious knows it's delicious. It's not like they're like, no, I'd rather have the really bad, you know, commodity orange block of cheese.
Well, Amy Traverso is senior lifestyle editor at Yankee Magazine. She was talking to us about the magazine's Editor's Choice Food Awards and sharing with us the stories and products of some really top-notch local food producers from New England. Amy, happy holidays, and thank you so much.
You too. Thank you.
Cheers.
Cheers. Let's have some more of this cocktail.
But not too much more, because I need to read the show's credits. Our show is produced by Emmajean Weinstein, Kathleen McNerney, Jamie Bologna, and Allison Bruzek. We had help today from Virginia Marshall and Caitlin O'Keefe. Tim Skog is our technical director, and our executive producer is Hitesh Hathi. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Have a great evening, and join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.